Perspective is part of what makes us human. It can always be changed, shifted, adjusted as new information comes in or as we make new choices. Choice is perhaps the most powerful concept available to anyone interested in making changes in their life. This idea of perspective, of choice, can be applied to our lives in a myriad of ways. Every moment of our lives, our brains are rapidly taking in information and making snap judgments, interpretations, and decisions based on what we see, hear, smell, touch, and taste. Depending how we're feeling, we'll interpret it differently. A lot of us live without an awareness of this, operating mostly from a state of autopilot, sleepwalking through life. The good news is we can train our minds to become more aware of this automatically, get perspective, and tune in to what really matters. We're going to take a look at two scenarios here. Scenario one, you're walking down the street feeling particularly depressed, heavy, and hopeless one day, and see a friend walking by. The friend looks up at you, but just continues walking without saying hello. What thoughts come to mind? How do you feel? Scenario two. You're walking down the street and feeling pretty well. You're feeling light on your toes, warm, with a smile on your face. A friend walks down the street and looks at you without saying hello. What thoughts come to mind now? Most people I do this with usually respond to the first scenario with some self-blame or self-judgment. What did I do? He hates me, or I'm no good. Most people respond to the second scenario with a curiosity about what is going on with the other person. Is he having a bad day? That was strange, or I hope she'll be okay. The fact is, thoughts are temporary and fleeting, and when we're not feeling well, our minds become a magnet for negative thoughts and skewed interpretations of what is going on. When we start thinking and ruminating on these thoughts, they tend to create a snowball effect on the rest of our constitution. If we cling to exaggerated negative thoughts in our minds, this will certainly have an effect on how our bodies feel. Bring on emotions of anxiety, sadness, anger, or others, make us feel like isolating, and before we know it, we are either in a full-blown depressed mood, a panic attack, or both. You might say, well, I can't help it. This just happens, and I feel I have no control. I would say that in that moment, you might feel that way because you are unaware of the cycle that is hijacking you. You are caught in the future worrying about the terrible things that could be, or caught in the past with memories and regrets of things you wish would have been different. There might really be feelings of sadness, anger, or shame there. The moment you notice this is the moment you are sitting in that space between stimulus and response, a space of clarity and choice, and that space is now. The more you are in that space, the more often you'll start noticing it like moments of grace throughout the day. Thank you for listening. My name is Donald Carty. Bye for now.